Mike Markham was made a national name by Art Bell on this program back in the 90s. He was a 21-year-old electrical school dropout. He went to Rio Grande College in Rio Grande, Ohio, and left school and moved to a little town called Stanbury, Missouri, which is about 27 miles from where I'm sitting right now. It's right now approximately 1,200 people. And he was sitting around the house he was renting one night, and he was kind of bored, and he built a Jacob's ladder. And for those out there who aren't familiar with what a Jacob's ladder is, it's two vertical pieces of metal that you send an electric current through, and the current jumps between the two pieces of metal until it dissipates at the top. I think Dr. Frankenstein brought the monster to life.
Yeah.
For these. Anyway,
we see those in a certain type of movies, and people would recognize both by look and by sound.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Right. Well, he built one of these things, and he noticed a weird heat signature hovering over this Jacob's ladder, and he did what any guy would do. He threw something at it. he picked up a finishing screw off of his table and threw it at the hole, and when it hit the hole, it disappeared. And it was gone for maybe five to 8 seconds, and then it hit the table again. And he jumped immediately to the conclusion that he built a time machine. And he wanted to build a bigger one because, you know, hey, if I built a time machine, I want to build one big enough for me to jump through. And the cool part of the story is that he didn't want to go through to increase the body of knowledge or to benefit mankind. He wanted to go 3 days in the future to get the lottery numbers.
It was either going to be that or to impress a girl. You know, just that would be that'd be the other reason you do it. Go, hey, look what I can do. That kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I think the money might impress the girl, too.
They might tie it in together. Okay, fair enough.
Well, in order to build a man-sized one, he had to have more power than what was coming through the outlet. And him and a few friends one day went to a substation of St. Joe Power and Light and stole 6 power line transformers, which these things are huge. They had to make a couple trips to do it, and it was in the middle of the day, 11 o'clock in the mornings when they lifted the first one, so I have no idea why they weren't caught. But they took them all back to his house, and he built a man-sized Jacob's ladder on his back porch. And he got caught because when he fired the thing up, all the lights in town went off. And I interviewed the city manager who worked for the city electric department at the time, and I interviewed his arresting officer. And you'd ask the question about what interviews were the most credible. As soon as I mentioned Mike's name, these guys, I had to wait a few minutes for him to stop laughing.
Right.
Right.
But you say that it's the most credible. It was the most credible that he had something that he threw, you know, into, and then it fell seconds later, and so he looks at that in terms of a time machine. But making a Jacob's ladder that actually makes people disappear—that's not something he's done yet.
Well, and that's a big question. Nobody knows. After he spent 3 months in jail. His story hit the AP wire, and that's when Art Bell picked it up and interviewed him. Markham, after he got out of jail, moved to St. Joseph, and because of Art's exposure, he had people donating money and equipment to him to build this thing legally. And in the apartment building he was in, when he was working on it, his landlord kicked him out because there was a rumor that he'd thrown a cat through the thing.
Okay.
And right. And then the quote in the St. Joseph News Press from Markham was, "That cat thing, it ain't true."
Yeah, the first a cat thrown into an interdimension, and that the cat never came back is the assumption.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And then Markham disappeared and never came back.
But he didn't disappear through that.
Well, who knows? All of his friends in St. Joseph in 1999, he just vanished. Nobody knew what happened to him. And I did quite a bit of digging to try and find somebody who'd seen him afterward, and I did. I found somebody who lives in Cincinnati who lived in the same apartment complex as Markham did for a couple of years. Markham since moved, and he has no idea where the guy is. But he claims that while they were sitting around drinking sodas and playing video games, Markham would tell him about the time machine. And he told him that he'd built the thing again, and he described a bunch of gadgets that he played with when he went into the future. And what he described was the iPhone, and various video games. And the guy said he described it like he'd used the iPhone and like he'd sat down and played these video games. But this was years before any of this was released.
Hmm.
So he's convinced that Markham did build his time machine and did go to the future, and now he's gone again.